From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the search for suspects turns deadly following Friday's Paris attacks. Shootings and multiple explosions were heard Wednesday as police launched a raid in a Paris suburb targeting the Islamic State militant suspected of being the mastermind behind last Friday's attacks that killed 129 and wounded hundreds. Police are seeking Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent. At least two suspects were killed in Wednesday's raid. Seven of nine died in Friday's assault, while French and Belgian authorities have issued a warrant for an eighth person, Salah Abdeslam. Before leaving Paris Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the IS group, which claimed responsibility for the attacks, will feel even greater pressure in coming weeks. He also spoke to staff at the U.S. Embassy.
It wasn't to aggrieve one particular sense of wrong. It was to terrorize people. It was to attack everything that we do stand for. That's not an exaggeration. It was to assault all sense of nationhood and nation state and rule of law and decency and dignity.
Meanwhile, two Air France flights bound for Paris from the United States were diverted Tuesday, landing safely after anonymous bomb threats. Rwanda's Senate unanimously approved changing the constitution Tuesday, allowing President Paul Kagame to run for a third term, a move opposed by U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
Around the world, and not just in Africa, the United States has been consistent in its message that leaders should respect term limits and focus on building strong institutions capable of addressing the needs of their people. We expect President Kagame to follow through on the commitments he has made previously to foster a new generation of leaders in Rwanda.
This is VOA.